Yes, a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and a warm welcome to As the Sun Sets. Yes, it's a brand new month. Can you believe it? We're already in December. My goodness gracious me. A few weeks' time, it'll be Christmas. And in a few days' time, I guess many of you are going to be leaving wherever you happen to be, going on holiday with your beautiful children. Well, whatever you're going to be doing right now, let's just remember that we're in the presence of the Lord. We come to the end of the day and we want to praise the Lord and worship Him in this half hour of prayer. So welcome to the program with me, Father Emil. Let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord and ask Him to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The Lord will give victory to his anointed one. Psalm 19, the prayer for a king before battle. In the Acts of the Apostles, we read, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will give victory to his anointed one. We shall sing and praise your power. The next psalm, Psalm 20, thanksgiving for a king's victory. St. Irenaeus said, "He accepted human life so that he could rise from the dead and live forever and ever." O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given: days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We shall sing and praise your power. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 21 to 24. Filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." And then turning to his disciples, Jesus spoke to them in private. Happy the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, and never saw it. To hear what you hear, but never heard it. A lovely gospel today, one in which we hear about the joy that Jesus experienced. Joy, 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 filled with joy, Luke says. Joy by the Holy Spirit. Not a superficial joy, but a deep, deep joy. And he says, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to mere children." Jesus has been talking so much about his life and his mission in establishing the kingdom. And he sends his disciples out, and they come back and they report to him. And then Jesus, just filled with the Spirit, full of joy, can thank the Father. "Father, I bless you for hiding all these things I've been talking about from the learned and the clever and revealing them to mere children." Who are these children? He talks to his disciples. They are like children. They are not learned and clever. They don't have degrees. He walked along the seashore and he said, "Come, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men." They dropped everything and followed Jesus. Such an inspiration Jesus must have been, with such a kind of innate power and conviction and passion, that Jesus says, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men." And they come follow him, and they are taught by him, and they go out and they speak in his name. "I bless you, Father. I bless you, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to mere children." You see, we have to be children. I love observing children when I'm around and I go out and just see how trusting they are, how loving they are, how you can give a child something and the child will be completely absorbed in whatever you give the child and just be so happy and so overawed by whatever it is we give the child, if it's a present or a gift. "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to mere children." It's children who can really appreciate the freshness and the beauty and the wonder of life around them. No ego, no pretense, simply enjoying the ice cream, enjoying the toy, enjoying the smile, enjoying the little things that we can so easily take for granted. And then Jesus says, yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by the Father, and no one knows who the Son is, who Jesus is, other than the Father, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And so the whole intent of Jesus, his whole purpose, is to reveal himself and to reveal the Father. And this must have been such a deep, deep conviction in Jesus, that when they come back, Jesus is filled with joy, a joy that comes from the very depths of his being. The joy that comes from that conviction of the Holy Spirit within him. That Jesus can say to his disciples, you know, what you are looking at and what you are experiencing now is what the prophets of old and the people long ago were longing to see God incarnate, to see the Messiah amongst them. You seeing this, blessed, blessed are you, happy the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but never saw it, to hear what you hear and never heard it. So there was Jesus in their midst, and is full of the Spirit, full of joy. And he says to his disciples, what you are seeing is what people in the past longed to see. Just open yourself to the reality of this moment. I want to say that we too, at this moment, must open ourselves to the reality of God in our midst. That God in the very depths of our being. We have the Lord amongst us. We can see the Lord in the sacraments of the church. We can see and experience the Lord as we read the scriptures, as we take our Bibles every day and just read and say, my goodness, what is Jesus actually saying to me? How am I touching Jesus today in the gospel? Or how is Jesus touching me in the scriptures today? And sometimes our minds can be far away. We can be sitting at Mass and falling fast asleep. So many do, I suppose. And yet, there is God in our midst. And many people are longing to experience God in their lives. And yet we have God, yes, in the Blessed Sacrament, in the sacraments of the Church. We have the Lord with us in and through the Scriptures. We have the Lord with us in and through the values of the Gospel, through compassion and mercy and forgiveness and so on. If only we could be a little bit more alive to these many ways in which the Lord speaks to us and comes to us in our lives. Happy the eyes that see what you see, the ears that hear what you hear. And so my prayer this evening is that we will truly be aware. Yes, be aware of this moment as God speaks to us in the preaching of the church, in the reading of the gospel, in the praying of the psalms. Let's be attentive and aware to the many ways in which the Lord dips into our lives. And sometimes we can be quite blind to that. I pray that you and I will be a little bit more aware as we come to this time of prayer and simply be open to the many ways in which the Lord touches our lives. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. The law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now let us pray to the God and Father, who is Lord and ruler of all. Come and visit your people, Lord. Come as the shepherd to tend your flock and gather all people into the unity of the church. Remember all the sons of Abraham, all who await your promise in faith. We pray for those who seek to escape from life. Lord, give them hope to live by and encourage to persevere. And remember those who have died. Show them the glory your Son has gained for them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Prepare our hearts, Lord, by the power of your grace. When Christ comes, may he find us worthy to receive from his hand the bread of heaven at the feast of eternal life. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Thank you.
The beautiful Ave Verum, which brings us to the end of our evening prayer. Well, I hope you've enjoyed being with us. I know that so many of you just love spending this half hour with me. And I've remembered you all. I've remembered you, Sister Bernadette. I know that you're listening at this time and suffering so much, certainly in all our prayers, certainly my prayers. And I know that people down in Hermanus are listening, down in Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, even Zimbabwe, all over the world, people listening to Radio Veritas. And that thrills me to know that there are just so many people out there who enjoy listening to Radio Veritas. Please know how much we appreciate your love and your support. Please do pray for us. And many, many of you who are listening now have received our little calendar, a little gift which I sent you for Christmas. And thank you very, very much for all your kind words and appreciation of this calendar. And thank you to those of you who have sent us gifts of one kind or another, small gifts, larger gifts, just in appreciation of this calendar that I sent you as a little Christmas present. And you, in return, have sent us a little Christmas present to keep us going. So there it is. It's been lovely just spending this time with you for the last half hour. Thank you for your prayers and how much we need your support. Just as a quick, gentle reminder, we're into the month of December. Today's World AIDS Day. And so we pray for the whole, for the world today. So many people are experiencing AIDS in one way or another. Either they have AIDS or they're experiencing the effects of AIDS in their lives. Children who are orphans and that sort of thing. So we remember all those who are suffering or who are being touched in one way or another in and through AIDS. So let's remember them very especially in our prayers today. Quick reminder that on the 21st of December, we'll be switching over to EWTN until the 5th of January. It's always a very difficult time of the year to find people to present programs, to interview, and so on. So we'll talk about that later on as the month progresses. But for now, for me, Father Emil, lovely being with you. Stay tuned to Radio Veritas, and we pray now the Angelus and the Rosary. For me, for now, goodbye. And God bless.